This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 13th, 2023. ARRL is asking that all radio amateurs urge the Federal Communications Commission to continuing the existing use of the 60-meter band. A public comment period is open until October 30, 2023. ARRL encourages expressions of support to the FCC for the current 100-watt ERP power limit, instead of reducing the power limit to 15 watts EIRP and continuing secondary access to the current channels. To submit a filing of your comments for the FCC's consideration in the rulemaking process, go to the FCC webpage for the Notice of Proposed Rulemakings, NPRM, docket number 23-120. You'll find that all at fcc.gov. And if you wish to directly enter your comments, select the button labeled Submit and Express Filing, or if you're uploading a document that contains your comments, select a standard filing. When submitting your comments, be sure the correct proceedings docket number 23-120 is included on that form. Your name and comments will be entered into the official public record of the proceedings and will be viewable by anyone who visits the docket webpage. While radio amateurs are encouraged to include any comments they would like in their submissions, they're especially encouraged to draw upon their personal experience using the 60-meter band for public service purposes and for its location between the amateur 80 and 40-meter bands, which is critical to ensuring signal propagation to certain geographic areas during variations in time and the solar cycle. For example, ensuring radio amateurs have a continuum of communication capabilities across the 7 MHz, 5 MHz, and 3.5 MHz band is valuable for emergency communications, especially between the U.S. and Caribbean nations during hurricane season. ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sarah Harrop, W5DX, underscored the importance of commenting, urging members to speak up. ARRL members make up the strongest voice in matters of amateur radio spectrum defense, said Harrop. Your membership and participation in the rulemaking process both ensure ARRL continues to make the difference when our band privileges are threatened. Please join us in an effort to protect our 60-meter band privileges. ARRL has assembled a web page with instructions on how to submit your comments, as well as background information on the issue. You can find that at arrl.org/60-meter-band. Todd Emmerich, W9TWE, has written a great story for us this week about the Indiana State University Amateur Radio Club, W9ISU. They had a successful ARRL Collegiate QSO party on October 7th and 8th, thanks to the support of local hams. The club faced challenges in recent months, including being displaced due to campus renovations and having minimal student involvement. They didn't even have a multi-mode, multi-band transceiver. In an effort to boost interest and attention to amateur radio, faculty advisor Dr. Robert Girod, N9RNV, offered a 10% extra credit to students who earned their technician class amateur radio license. That incentive, along with efforts from student leader and W9ISU President Rowan Igert, WO1P, helped turn things around. The club received a grant from the school that allowed them to purchase three stations, ICOM IC7300s with Heil Pro 7 headsets, foot switches, and antennas. And that gear made it possible for them to set a goal of having everything up and running for the 48 hours of the ARRL Collegiate QSO party. You can read Todd's complete story at ARRL.org, and more information can be found at ARRL.org Collegiate Amateur Radio. Jamboree on the Air, also known as JOTA, the largest scouting event in the world, takes place on the third weekend of October, October 20th through the 22nd. This annual global operating event allows scouts to use amateur radio to connect with hams around the world. The event is sponsored by many local amateur radio clubs and individual operators. JOTA starts Friday and ends on Sunday, but there are no official hours of operation, so you have the whole weekend to make JOTA contacts. Here are some of the event rules. All radio operators must operate their stations strictly in accordance with FCC regulations. Stations should try to contact each other by calling CQ Jamboree or CQ JOTA, or by answering other stations sending this call. and any authorized amateur radio frequency may be used. It's suggested, though, that the scout frequencies be used first, at least as a starting point. Remember that your radio has a dial, and to move away from active nets and contesters. And JOTA is not a contest. The idea is to contact other scout stations and allow as many scouts as possible to talk to other scouts and learn about who they are and what they're doing. You might think about counting the scouts on both sides of the QSO rather than the number of QSOs. More information about JOTA can be found on the scouting website, www.scouting.org/international. Here's Bruce Page, KK5DO, with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. This week I wanted to explain briefly about Doppler. This is the effect of the satellite moving towards your station and then moving away from your station. Doppler affects both transmit and receive frequencies. However, it affects the higher of the two frequencies more. This is why if you only correct for one, it should be the highest of the two regardless of transmit or receive. We know that when the satellite is 90 degrees from you, either above or to the side, then it will appear at the published frequency. As it is coming towards you, we start tuning below the published frequency, and as it goes away from you, we are tuning higher in frequency. This compensates for the frequency of the satellite being higher as it approaches and lower as it passes. Next week, I will explain how to set the memories in your HT to compensate for Doppler. If you have a satellite-ready radio, then the best thing is to use software control. There are hardware devices and satellite tracking software that will do this for you. They tune both transmit and receive frequencies to keep you in the sweet spot all the time. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Get ready to bid and show support for ARRL education programming during the 18th annual ARRL online auction. The auction preview is now open, and bidding begins on Friday, October 13th at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time and continues through Thursday, October 19th at 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time as well. RT Systems Incorporated is sponsoring this year's auction, which will feature QST product review equipment, vintage books, and the ever-popular ARRL lab mystery boxes. Visit the auction website, register to bid, and check out details on the available items so you'll be ready to bid on your favorites. And also keep an eye on the ARRL Facebook page and Instagram account throughout the event for featured products and auction highlights. ARRL's annual online auction is an important fundraiser and a critical means of support for ARRL educational programming. Auction proceeds ensure the continuation of programs that support licensing of new hams, amateur radio emergency service training, and enhancements to technical and operating education for all ARRL members and the greater amateur radio community. And if you don't want to bid but still would like to contribute to the ARRL Education and Technology Fund, visit ARRL.org/donate. For more information about the ARRL online auction, contact Lisa Tardet. You can reach her at KB1MOI. The first of two solar eclipse QSO parties, known as SEQP, is this Saturday, October 14th, from 1200 hours to 2200 hours UTC. ARRL is partnering with HAMSI to promote participation in the event. The SEQP consists of a series of global experiments that are part of HAMSI's Festival of Eclipse Ionospheric Science, which has the goal of learning more about how the ionosphere works. All radio amateurs need to do is operate using any mode in any band, except for the World Administrative Radio Conference bands, for all or part of the day, then upload their logs. Participation can be from anywhere. You don't need to be near the path of the eclipse to contribute valuable data. You don't even have to be a licensed ham to participate in the experiment, only to transmit. For SEQP contest information and rules, visit HAMSI. The Radio Society of Great Britain, RSGB, is offering a live stream of their 2023 convention on Saturday, October 14th and Sunday, October 15th. The RSGB convention also hosts the AMSAT UK Colloquium, which consists of a series of speakers, including AMSAT UK Chairman Professor Sir Martin Sweeting, G3YJO, and AMSAT North America Vice President of Educational Relations, Alan Johnson, KU2Y. Overall, there will be 12 presentations throughout the weekend, including the popular RSGP Build-A-Thon. Registration for the live stream portion of the RSGP conference must be completed prior to the event, and convention organizers recommend registering sooner than later. You can find out more details about the convention live stream, including how to register, on the RSGP website. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues, and at their website you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including October 11th through the 17th, Missouri, W1AW/0, Georgia, W1AW/4, and California, W1AW/6. And October 18th through the 24th, Nebraska, W1AW/0, and Alabama, W1AW/4. Upcoming contests, October 14th and the 15th, there are a few. The Markothen RTTY contest, that's digital. The Nevada QSO party, CW phone and digital. And the Oceanic DX contest, that's CW. On October 14th, the Solar Eclipse QSO party, CW phone and digital. October 14th through the 15th, the Arizona QSO party, CW and phone. The WARC Pennsylvania QSO party, that's CW and phone. Also October 14th and 15th, the South Dakota QSO party, CW phone and digital. And October 14th and 15th as well, the Productus 070 Club 160-meter Great Pumpkin Sprint, that is digital. And remember, you can visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section and state division conventions, October 13th and 14th, it's the Melbourne Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Florida State Convention. That's in Melbourne, Florida. October 14th, the ARRL Minnesota State Convention. That's in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. And on October 20th through the 22nd, PacificCon hosting the ARRL Pacific Division Convention. That's in San Ramon, California. And just remember, you can search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find all of the events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the W4KEV Linked Repeater System in Greenville, Tennessee, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.